Good morning, you. It's 8:21. 31 right now, cloudy sky. All this month, I get Kovalisms three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Brianna Koval stopping by. And you wear a lot of hats over there, you know, primarily emergency management. But this month, we're talking recycling big time.
Yes, we are. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a good day on yesterday?
Well,
I know, but see,
it's the beginning of the month. It always starts out slow.
Every single time.
Yep, always starts out slow because it takes everyone a week or two to remember that it's April and that we have the aluminum incentive going on. And then those last 2 weeks, we usually get our butts kicked.
I was going to say.
This weekend, I anticipate it being slow because the weather's going to be a little bit meh. Mm-hmm. Where it's supposed to be windy on Saturday and possibly rainy. So it's probably going to be a slow day on Saturday, but the next weekend, it's going to be in the 60s.
Okay.
So maybe we'll see a significant uptick that Saturday.
All right.
We'll see.
All right.
Yes.
And the big news this year is the premiums went up.
Yes, it did. So we had been sitting at 25 cents a pound for probably a year, and now we're going to be at 40 cents a pound, 42 cents if you bring in over 100 pounds or you donate that to any of the organizations that we collect for. So it's a good price, and you're probably not going to see it anytime soon again. So if you have been sitting on a lot of aluminum waiting for the price to go up, this is probably going to be it for you. I don't think we're ever going to see those prices that we saw a couple of years ago where they were 75 cents. I think that's something of the past.
What happened there?
I don't
even
know.
We ever figured it out? Well, you and I were debating that for months.
You know, I don't even know. I sometimes wonder if it was just the ripple effect from the post-COVID world.
Oh, could be.
Where the markets were just really volatile, but they were in a good way.
Right.
But we really only saw that price for maybe 2 months, and then everything went back down. So it was just a weird fluctuation in the market where all of a sudden aluminum was in short supply, and it worked out for us, and it worked out for anybody that recycled that year. But still, 40 cents a pound or 42 cents a pound this year is still a decent price.
Right.
So if you've been waiting, now is your time, because it's going to go back down next month.
Want to remind people, too, if you're bringing in an extremely large load, call ahead.
Yes, please. If you could give us a heads up, if you're bringing in a grain truck or, you know, a 30-foot horse trailer that's filled to the top, it's going to take a lot of time to unload and weigh that. So if you could give us a heads up, so then maybe we'll open a little early for you. Maybe we'll have you come in on a separate day, or we can just have you unloading in a separate section where we can keep everybody else kind of flowing through so the line doesn't back up for 2 hours while we unload your trailer.
And don't crush the cans.
Please don't crush those cans. Those hockey pucks do not bind well together when we put them through the baler. Everything kind of falls apart, which makes it super messy for us and really difficult.
Well,
so if you could just not crush those cans and throw that can crusher you have mounted in the garage away, I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, because we need, you know, it probably gets Brianna a little cranky, and we need a happy Brianna.
I don't know if it gets me cranky, but there are some cranky people back there.
I'm sure. So once the aluminum comes to you, this was my one and only question.
Yes.
Where does it go from here? I mean, we bring it into you. What happens then?
So we have a relationship with Minn Kota Recycling out of Fargo, and Minn Kota comes down and picks up most of our recyclables, including our aluminum.
Okay.
They will then bring them up to Fargo to their sorting warehouse, and they ship them off to be recycled. Now, typically, aluminum will become more aluminum.
Yes.
Aluminum is one of those products that is infinitely recyclable. As long as you keep recycling those aluminum cans, it will be turned again into an aluminum can. They're actually called used beverage containers.
Okay.
So they go and they get cleaned and melted down and turned into aluminum cans again. 60% of the aluminum that's ever been used to create aluminum cans is actually still in the market because it is infinitely recyclable. You can just keep going and going and going and going with it versus some products like plastics. There is an end life. You can only reuse plastics so many times once they're recycled. Same thing with cardboard. Most cardboard that we take in is milled into toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not recycling.
Well, yeah,
that.
You get to the end of the road.
Exactly.
There, literally.
But with aluminum, there is no end of the road. Just keep recycling it, and it will keep being turned into more used beverage containers.
Infinitely recyclable.
Yes. Isn't that fun?
Like Cher.
Kind of,
yeah.
Yes.
Infinitely recyclable.
You know, there's going to be an end of the road someday for
well,
that one,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah, even on that one, too. But
yeah, in the meantime, that aluminum, just keep recycling it. It's a good price right now, so bring it to me.
Absolutely. So just drive in. It's super easy.
Yes.
And
we are located at 505 8th Street South. We're 75 curves on South Breck. There's a sign that's going to point you into the highway department parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
We share a parking lot with them. The garage door is typically open. You just pull right in and we'll unload everything and you'll leave with a check. It's easy.
Fantastic.
Super easy. Now, we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. If you have a large load, try to come in early-ish in the morning if it's a weekday, or, you know, call us ahead of time. Otherwise,
absolutely,
you're going to be waiting a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good to have you in. You brought the archer with you this morning.
I did. I have a guest today.
Yes.
Yep. He has an orthodontist appointment, so he's tagging along for a little bit this morning until he goes to school.
But fantastic.
I did warn him that I talk about him all the time.
Yeah, she does.
So he's a little
bit
of a celebrity.
I know. He's over there blushing, going, thanks, Mom. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Brianna, good to have you in here. We will talk on Friday.
Yes, we will.
All right. And you can give us an update there. It's 827 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere, and I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. They don't know what I know. Some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. Just the way I saw you last night. Baby, it's you.
It's you
in a different, your hair falling down, love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night.
It's you
in a different light, your hair falling.
Got a cloudy sky, 31 degrees, Wednesday, April 3rd. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Damblo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Bond is set at $1 million for a 43-year-old Larimore, North Dakota man shot after a murder and standoff in Larimore last month. Troy Larson is charged with murder, attempted murder, and seven counts of reckless endangerment. Grand Forks Sheriff's Department says deputies responded to a home March 23rd for a reported shooting and began negotiations with Larson. When Larson exited the home, he made a movement towards his waist and a deputy fired, striking him. Larson was taken to All True Hospital. The victim was Jeremy Holweger, 64, who died at the scene. Larson appeared in court via video from his hospital bed. Highway Patrol has released the name of a Tioga man who died when his SUV was hit by an Amtrak train in northwest North Dakota. Dylan Chalmley, 26, of Tioga, died in the crash Saturday night. Crash happened shortly before midnight. Highway Patrol says that Chalmley was unbelted in the SUV and the vehicle was facing west. He was ejected during the crash. Chalmley died at the scene. I'll have more news after this from Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications Fiber Fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Merrill Pipkorn made his campaign for North Dakota governor official yesterday in Fargo. Democrat has been a state senator since 2017 and represents District 44 in North Fargo. Pipkorn says he's ready for the job. He said people are tired of a governor who divides us into us and them. Pipkorn's announcement comes several days before the Democratic NPL state convention. Democrat Travis Hipsher dropped out of the governor's race over the weekend. Republicans Kelly Armstrong and Tammy Miller, as well as independent Michael Coachman, are also running for governor. That's a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more